7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. It's one more time. Welcome to Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. And what, have I got the wrong microphone open? I know I don't.
No, all good. All good.
You see, good help is so hard to come by these days. So very welcome. It's lovely to see you again, my friend. And obviously, we have a regular conversation with the, well, the water is life, and without water, we got problems. We know in our beloved country, we've got huge issues with regard to water security, and there are parts of the country that face daily struggle, not only to get water, but because of the fact that, for example, there's a school up the road, Barry, that you're involved with right now, that has been battling with the basics of sanitation because of, well, just a whole raft of things, and you have that story.
Yeah, so it's the Rudder Ripsing School in Etete. It's a primary school. I got asked by NDC and Amshlali to go past there and go and have a look and see whether we would be able to assist with anything there. So a really small school, but there must be in excess of 500 students in this really small school. I was quite surprised. The dedication of those teachers for the half an hour that I was there trying to control classes of 30 to 40 kids while trying to teach them at the same time. It makes you realize that when you get to send your kids to other schools, you realize that you are extremely privileged. Mm. So we went to go have a look at the toilets, the ablution facilities for the girls and the boys there. And very sadly and unfortunately, some evil people had decided to break into a school and desecrate the bathrooms by ripping off any bit of metal tap, any metal fittings, the flush handles off of the toilets, so the toilet systems were broken to get the little metal handle out of it. So anything that had any form of scrap value to it was pulled out, leaving 24 toilets and all of these students with no operational ablution facilities. Oh.
And that's apparently that's not an uncommon story in our beloved country. It's poverty, lack of opportunity, criminality, all of those things. We know what the problems are, and one gets hugely frustrated until an opportunity arrives to be able to do something.
Yes, you know,
and that's what we're talking about now.
So I've always been a community player. I mean, working on multiple projects with our fantastic ward councillor Privy in our area, fixing up things and, you know, betterment for the community. To get involved in a project like this outside of my ward, and it's actually a place where a lot of my staff come from, staff's families, a lot of my friends' staff come from that area. To give back to a community is, for me, very heartwarming. To see the appreciation on the kids' faces, never mind the teachers and the individuals that are so passionate to educating those children.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to make a difference. It is. And it often there's that adage about the starfish on the beach and what difference does it make throwing back one or two. You know, so many that are in trouble. Well, it makes a huge difference to those that manage to get thrown back, you know, and this is what we're doing.
Every little bit counts.
Yeah.
Whether it's one or ten, every single thing that you do right counts.
So now, how can one get involved with this initiative if you're keen to?
So yeah, I mean, we as Chapman Plumbing are driving forward. We've had we're looking for some sponsorships of, if there's suppliers out there that are wanting to get involved and donate toilets or piping or taps. One of the really special things that we're looking for are 2 5,000-liter tank stands. Whether they pole and timber tank stands, or if we can get galvanized steel ones from someone, that would be fantastic, because the water crisis that we have, they have water tanks on standby, but the water pumps keep getting stolen. So you can't get the water into the bathroom without the pump. So what we're hoping to do is to put the tanks up on a stand and let it gravity feed into the bathroom, albeit a much less water pressure, but it's going to give them facility to fill up toilets and
the dishwasher. And you're not talking about enormous scaffolding. It's really just to raise the stand above the level of the facilities.
2 or 3 meters.
Yeah.
That's all we're talking
so
about.
So that's not going to cost a lot of money, folks. And if you are able to, it would make a huge difference. It's lovely to see that, Barry, you and your team are giving of your time and expertise. And collectively, surely, we have a responsibility as a community to try and get behind good initiatives, not wasteful, stupid things. You know, there's plenty of wasteful, stupid things that one can look at. And in fact, we'll be looking at some of those with Penny Faree shortly. But this is a good news story. This is an opportunity to take. And the school is a good one. It's a good school. I've heard good things about it. The fact that people have broken in and vandalized the facilities, well, you know, they don't have the money to fix it.
Yeah, it's very saddening.
And it's terrible, but there are solutions, and the solutions are that Barry and his team are going to get stuck in there and make arrangements to replace what can be stolen with alternatives that won't be stolen because they have no monetary value in the scrap market.
100%.
That makes a difference. So there's a solution. As South Africans, we're terribly resourceful. And that's going to be our salvation in our beloved country, is together we can make things right.
100%. Yeah. So if you want to get hold of me, my number's on social media, Chapman Plumbing on Facebook or on the interweb. Otherwise, my number's 082-571-6455. And if you guys are keen in getting involved in this project, giving back always makes the heart feel good. And, you know, you better somebody else's life. So pay it forward.
And this will be going up as a podcast shortly, so you don't have to remember the number. It'll be on the podcast. You can listen to it again and repeat the exercise by listening on demand and sharing it with your friends. Barry, thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Show. We'll catch up in a week.
Perfect. Thanks so much.